This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now, your host, Bronson James.
Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Armor of God telecast, internationally broadcast to you in places in the earth because we are commissioned by the gospel of Jesus Christ to carry the word to all places within this planet. I want to talk to you today about a subject that many are curious about and many are longing for. That is, they desire to receive this benefit called healing. And I want to talk with you today about an instance, and there are many miracles in the Bible, and especially in the gospel accounts, but there is one in particular that draws to my attention, anyhow, the desire to be a face in the crowd. Oftentimes, Jesus would heal individuals in remote circumstances and situations, but on some occasions, there would be a crowd of people gathered around, and out of that crowd would come a face. Now, years ago, there was a movie entitled A Face in the Crowd, and it starred a young gentleman who came to great fame in two television productions, one called The Andy Griffith Show, and also Matlock. And we all know him and love him from those roles. However, he was in a movie where he was not very likable at all, and the title of the movie was A Face in the Crowd, where he was selected to become a television star and to sound off and talk about the things that he desired, and he just was not a very likable character. But he was a face selected out of the crowd to go on television and make a production and gain in popularity and to be well paid. Well, a face in the crowd concept comes out of the pages of the Bible in an instance that we find in the three gospel accounts, both Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I'm going to turn to the Mark account today and talk about two miracles of healing that Jesus Christ generated simultaneously, if you will. It was all in the same process. Now, before I continue, I want to tell you about what we're offering in today's program. I think you're going to find it quite interesting. First of all, the booklet is entitled The Miracle of Healing. The Miracle of Healing. And then the sermon tape given 15 years ago, and I have to admit that I was stunned when I sat down to listen to it, because, you know, as you get older and wiser, you can appreciate historically what you have done in the past when it comes to sermonizing. And the title of that sermon is A Touch That Makes Whole. I'd like for you to have it, and especially for this reason. Many of you perhaps have heard about my singing, and for good or bad, I found out that I sang on that particular sermon at the conclusion of the sermon. And if you'd like to hear it, and especially if you already have the booklet, The Miracle of Healing, and you want to get something fresh, well, get this sermon entitled A Touch That Makes Whole, and at the conclusion of it, I sing He Touched Me. So I believe it'll be an interesting presentation, not only scripturally, and in fact, I speak not in the first person in the sermon, but in the third person as an individual who calls himself Aaron Ben Jairus. I chose Aaron because of my son's name being named Aaron, and so I thought he'd get a kick out of it. He was sitting in the congregation that particular day that I gave the sermon. But both of those items are yours absolutely free, and they will give you great insight into the healing power of Almighty God, and you, as a face in the crowd, can receive what God has for you. In this Mark account, in chapter 5 of the Gospel of Mark, and beginning in verse 21, Jesus Christ was always or frequently surrounded by people, a crowd, if you will. And many people in the crowd had desires for his intervention, for his touch, for his prayer, for conversation with him, for his teaching, in fact. And I just imagine in my mind's eye as I look into this dark camera and imagine you sitting in a hospital room, perhaps, or in a hotel room, or maybe in your own home, maybe even behind prison walls. You have issues within your life that you desire God intervene about or for regarding your circumstance. And so I suggest to you that a touch from Jesus Christ can make you whole. And the scriptures encourage us to pursue it, to activate our faith in receiving from God that which he desires of us. Now, on such an occasion, Jesus, in verse 21, was passed over again by ship unto the other side. Much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Note the expression, much people, for it shows up again in later verses. Much people. Well, in verse 31, it says, the multitude thronged him. And earlier in this passage, much people. People gathered around, curious, yes, but desirous of something. And in the midst of this crowded circumstance, there was a woman who fought her way through the crowd. Here's how she's described in the scriptures. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, she had a hemorrhage. Now, I must admit that it's difficult to talk about this kind of subject because women, by the nature of things, hemorrhage once a month in their cycle. And I believe you all know what we're talking about. There are no naive individuals about that circumstance. But if you could imagine a woman plagued for 12 long years with a continuous hemorrhage, probably anemic because of the circumstance of the loss of blood. Now, she had gone to physicians, spent all the money she had according to the text, and had not obtained from them that which would alleviate her circumstance. She heard about Jesus, heard he was present in that area, that arena, and came to see him if she could and to press her way through the crowd. Now, for those of you who are biblically alert and sharp on this point, you know that in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus in particular, there are dictums or warnings against anyone who has a hemorrhage of blood or is unclean for any particular reason, should not be in the public, should not touch anyone because they transmit their uncleanliness then to whomever they touch. But this woman was so desperate that she came in the midst of a crowd and only within her mind concluded that if I could just simply touch the hem of his garment, I know I would be made whole. Imagine this face in the crowd. But there was something else going on simultaneously with her trek to Jesus. And that was a ruler of the synagogue, whose name was Jairus, had come to Jesus Christ with his own personal request, another face in the crowd. And this we find here in verse 22. Behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. When he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him, that is Jesus, greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. One account says that she was dead. I pray you, come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she shall live. Now, imagine having such a conviction that motivates you to leave where you are, come to where Jesus is, and make your request known. Please, Lord, if you would just come and touch my daughter, she will be alleviated of all of her physical difficulties. She has a fever that won't break. She is nigh unto death. It looks like it's the closing for her. But you, my Lord, can make a difference. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever prayed like that? Have you ever enforced within your mind a desire to receive the healing that comes only from Almighty God through Jesus Christ? I'm certain that you have, and perhaps you are even praying and concerned about your condition as we speak. We all have circumstances within our lives that we want to be changed by the Master. And I suggest to you that as a face in the crowd, that Jesus Christ can visit you and be touched with your infirmity and desire to activate himself in your life. So, my friends, as we continue to look at this passage, I want you to think about the circumstance. Here we are, a crowd of people. The ruler of the synagogue comes, a man of faith, a man in the community of the saints, if you will, comes to Jesus Christ, makes his request known, and look at what happens when this request is made known. Verse 24 says, Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. So here is this face in the crowd making that request, while simultaneously the woman with the hemorrhage is also making her way through the crowd, and in fact interrupts the trek by Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, along with Jesus and others, to go to the ruler of the synagogue's home. It's interrupted, and this woman comes within her own mind. When she heard, it says in verse 27, of Jesus coming by, came in the press or the crowd behind him and touched his garment, the touch that makes whole. Now, you might say in your own mind, you mean simply touching one as august as the Messiah can bring about a healing? Well, he simply doesn't have to touch. He can speak it. And the ministry that Jesus Christ has left upon this earth is also empowered in that way, to simply lay a hands upon, as the book of James says, and pray a prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith will bring healing to those who make the request. Do you believe that today, my friends? It's perhaps the only thing that is impeding your progress, a lack of persuasion, a lack of conviction, a lack of faith. Jesus Christ here in this moment of time, frozen for us by these two isolated situations, individual circumstances, but the power of Almighty God is going to be enforced and represented for all of us to consider in our own circumstance of life. So wherever you may be viewing this program, whatever your condition, whatever your circumstance, I am certain you can be motivated by this reality. Let's read on. This woman now is described as having suffered many things of many physicians. Now, I have friends who are physicians, and they do what they do, but have you ever suffered at the hands of physicians who merely practice medicine? I find that an interesting term, practice. That means, well, we'll try this, we'll try that. If this doesn't work, maybe that will work. Try this medication. Try this circumstance. Try this formula. Try this diet. And by the process of our circumstance, we come to a reality that they quite haven't gotten it right. They haven't healed us. And how much money does it cost to see physicians today? If you don't have insurance, boy, you're up the creek without a paddle. And I am certain that they didn't have POPs or whatever the alphabet soup may be regarding the medical profession today. And I suggest to you that many of us have suffered many things at the hands of physicians, had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the crowd, as I read earlier, pressed behind him and touched his garment. For she said within herself, this face in the crowd, she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. What faith, what confidence. Now, she had tried everything humanly possible, perhaps even diet, and obviously seeing physicians, maybe even fasting within her life, and it had not materialized, the healing had not materialized for her. For she said, if I will just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood, the hemorrhage that she had experienced for 12 long years, dried up. Now, I have to tell you that if you're in a crowd of circumstance like that, where all around you people are jostling and bustling, and you know within yourself, within this Jewish community, what the Old Testament had taught about being unclean until 7 days before you could even go to the temple in a circumstance that she had experienced. And yet there she was in the crowd, touching the Master. And in touching the Master, an amazing thing happens. The hemorrhage is healed. It's cured. Now, I would have to say that in a circumstance like that, you might want to let out a sound of joy, of appreciation. My Lord, my God, you have healed me. That which has been a problem for 12 long years has ended. A face in the crowd. It goes on to suggest this. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue or power, the Greek word for power is dunamis, and dunamis is a word from which we derive the term dynamite. Dynamite, a power had gone out of him. He knew immediately that within himself virtue or power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "What or who touched my clothes?" That means that she didn't grab him physically or touch him in a very powerful kind of way. No, she merely touched his clothes. One of the accounts says, the hem of his garment, which gives an indication that she may have crawled through the crowd. To touch the hem of his garment means she had to prostrate herself. She had to lower herself. She had to humble herself. And really, when you think about healing and the faith required to receive it, it means that we must humble ourselves before God and say, we need what we need. We have to confess it. We can't hide it. We can't obscure it. We can't blot it out, but in fact must confess, I need you, Lord. That's what she did. And as a result of this, the healing that she experienced, the plague, as it was called here in the scripture, was stinted. Jesus says, somebody has touched me, and his disciples who were with him said this, can't you see, Lord? There was a little attitude there, you know. Look at this multitude of people. Look at the people pressing around you. Look at this crowd. And you're talking about somebody touching you? But friends, there are things that can touch Jesus that many folk can ignore and be blind about. And that is the distinction of Jesus Christ from other people. He was moved and touched. When they said, there's a throng around you, how can you say who touched me? Well, he looked around and about to see her that had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, that is, was in awe and reverence and respect, knowing what was done in her, fell down before him and told him all the truth. And here was Jesus' response to such a confession. He said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. Right in the middle of traversing with the ruler of the synagogue back to his home for a daughter who is in dire straits, nigh unto death, Jesus had time to pause for a face in the crowd and still had power to respond to the other face in the crowd. Friend, are you a face in the crowd today? Are you desirous of Jesus Christ to do what he did for Jairus' daughter and for this woman with the issue of blood? If you are, I recommend to you that you can obtain it. The material we're offering today will help assist, enliven your mind, give you vision, give you determination to acquire that which the Bible promises to all believers. While he yet spake there with the healing of this woman, very powerful, you think the crowd would have gone into a frenzy about this, like, wow, You know, of course, now you have to confess, nobody saw her illness. She didn't have a withered hand. She was not blind. She wasn't sitting by the wayside. So how do you know that she was even ill or suffering this plague? We only know from the account. When she confessed to Jesus her condition or previous condition, and now she's healed, then Jesus told her why she became healed. But at the same time, friends, there is something going on that you need to consider. And what is that? Well, here in verse 35, we read the following. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain people which said unto him, your daughter is dead. Friend, that had to be astonishing. Here you're standing waiting for Jesus to respond to your request, to come with you to your house where your daughter is in fever and lying nigh unto death, and you get word now she's dead. Would your response be, well, if the master had come without being distracted, if this woman hadn't bothered him in the crowd, that face in the crowd, then my daughter wouldn't have died. But this man had faith yet. For here's what we read in the account. Why bother you the master any further? He was told by those who came to him. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Now, the astounding moment here, with these faces in the crowd, the woman with the issue of blood, and now Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue. It's astounding when you think about it. Would you have simply said, well, Master, I thank you for your attention and for your time. I'll just go back and make the funeral arrangements for my daughter. But Jesus says, fear not, only believe. You mean from a dead person? This account of this circumstance is before Lazarus and his death, the brother of Mary and Martha. It's long before that. But here is a situation or a reality for us to examine. He says, as it goes on here in Mark, and he permitted no man to follow him except Peter, James, and John. And he comes to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, my friends, and sees the tumult, because there were people sighing and crying and mourning the death of this 12-year-old child. And them that wept wailed greatly. And when he had come, he said unto them, why make you this ado and weep? The damsel, the young child, is not dead, but sleeps. Now, this is a powerful moment for us to learn something about death. It's a profound sleep from which people can be awakened. Even in the resurrection that Paul wrote about in 1 Corinthians 15, he talks about we shall not all sleep. It's a profound sleep, a sleep that you can't easily shake someone from, except you be a face in the crowd where Jesus is, where he comes to your aid and to your benefit. What's the result of this circumstance? Let's read on. Verse 39, and when he was come in, he said unto them, why make you this ado? In verse 40, they laughed him to scorn. You see, they weren't in the crowd where the woman with the issue of blood was, so they didn't know the power of Jesus to heal. But when he had put them all out, he takes the father, the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, Peter, James, and John, and entered in to where the damsel was lying, and he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kuma, which simply means, damsel, I say to you, arise. What a moment in the scriptures. What a powerful presentation of being in a crowd, a face in a crowd, where Jesus can come to your aid and to your assistance, whether you be the woman or the daughter. I must confess that healing is something that is so beneficial to us and so accessible to us, but sometimes because of fear, sometimes because of doubt, we cannot receive what Jesus has for us. Won't you get in touch with us today to receive the free material that will enhance your understanding, the booklet entitled The Miracle of Healing, and then the sermon entitled a touch that makes whole. Both of these can be absolutely free to you when you simply dial toll-free 1-888-578-8791 or hit us up on our website. We certainly would appreciate hearing from you. That's www.cgi.org. And I'd like for you to just wait now and listen to my colleague as we prepare to leave on this telecast today. It's wonderful serving you through this medium. So all of us from the armor of God would always like to remind you, put on the whole armor of God, my friends, that you will be able to stand in the evil day.
You know, the stories about Jesus' healing experiences are fascinating. I remember also the story, Bronson didn't mention it, but of the man who was lowered in through the roof. Remember, Jesus was in a home. And they lowered him, he was surrounded by a crowd, and they lowered him right in the front of the crowd, right there at his feet. And Jesus healed the man and told him to take his bed and get up and walk. And then Zacchaeus, remember him, the guy, the little guy that was in the tree? And he wanted to see Jesus as Jesus was coming down through the area. And Jesus saw him up in the tree because he was so excited about seeing him. And Jesus pointed him out and said, Zacchaeus, tonight is your night. Let's go to your house and have dinner. And then when Jesus got there, remember the statement that he said? Salvation has entered into your home this day. Wow, I mean, can you imagine Jesus Christ being in your house saying those things? And then as was mentioned also by Bronson regarding the woman and the issue of blood and, of course, Jairus' daughter who was raised from the dead. You know what all these people had in common when you really consider it? They all came to Jesus. That's right, my friends. They came to Jesus and asked him because they believed in him. And today, unfortunately, not many people believe enough in Jesus Christ. And even at that time, during Jesus' day, believe it or not, there were only 120 at the end of Jesus' ministry. So you go figure. I think the fact of it is, many are called and few are chosen. Won't you let us help you to better understand this relationship? Dial now, 888-578-8791 and ask for the one-hour CD by Mr. Bronson James himself titled A Touch That Makes Whole and the piece of literature, of course, that's easily read in one sitting, The Miracle of Healing. Both are free. Let me emphasize again, both are free of charge. All you've got to do is dial that number that's up there on the screen at 888-578-8791. And don't forget about our website there at www.cgi.org. Friends, this is Bill Watson reminding all of you to keep on that armor of God so that you may be able to stand in this evil day.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at Post Office Box 2525, Tyler, Texas 75710. Call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791 or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at cgi.org or email us at armorofgod@cgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.